The Nine Transformations. Sun Tzu said, "In sum, the method of employing the military. The general receives the command from the sovereign, joins with the army, and gathers the multitude. In spread out ground, do not encamp. In junction ground, join with allies. In crossing ground, do not linger. In enclosed ground, strategize. In death ground, do battle. There are roads one does not follow. There are armies one does not strike. There are cities one does not attack. There are grounds one does not contest. There are commands of the sovereign one does not accept." And so the general who comprehends the advantages of the nine transformations knows how to employ the military. And so the general who does not comprehend the advantages of the nine transformations, though knowing the form of the ground, is unable to obtain the advantages of the ground. When one orders the military, but does not know the teachings of the nine transformations, though knowing the five advantages, one is unable to employ people. Therefore, the plans of the wise necessarily include advantage and harm. They include advantage. Thus one's service can be trusted. They include harm. Thus adversity can be undone. Therefore, subdue the feudal lords with harm. Occupy the feudal lords with tasks. Hasten the feudal lords with advantage. And so the method of employing the military. Do not rely on their not coming. Rely on what we await them with. Do not rely on their not attacking. Rely on how we are unable to be attacked. And so for the general, there are five dangers. Resolving to die, one can be killed. Resolving to live, one can be captured. Quick to anger, one can be goaded. Pure and honest, one can be shamed. Loving the people, one can be aggravated. All five are the excesses of the general, a calamity in employing the military. To overturn an army and kill the general, one must use the five dangers. One cannot but examine them.